It's Friday the 14th. Now, that's not supposed to scare you. It's not like Friday the 13th. Unless, I suppose, lizards scare you. Because today is World Lizard Day. But you may already have known that. It's a famous day if you're crazy about lizards. Or perhaps if you are a lizard. What is World Lizard Day? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the day to celebrate and appreciate lizards, of course. Silly you. World Lizard Day is being celebrated across all political boundaries, the website says, by the niche of reptile lovers, conservationists, and educators, whether they be Democrats, Independents, or Republicans. Even the Green candidates and the Federalists can love a lizard. What's not to love about a lizard, anyway? The website says most celebrations on this holiday occur at the local level, however, through events at school and natural history or science museums and zoos. Perhaps you yourself are just driving home from a major Lizard Day celebration as we speak. There are over 5,600 species of lizards alive today, though many are endangered. So you say you just can't get into the lizard thing? Well, did you know that today was National Creamsicle Day? The day that celebrates creamy citrus desserts on a stick. Yeah, Creamsicle is a brand, so maybe that doesn't count. Creamsicle is vanilla ice cream with an outer coating of sherbet. I've never heard of it. Today, August 14, is also National Financial Awareness Day. That's depressing. It's Pakistan Independence Day, also. Not that there's a lot we can talk about there either, considering how many Pakistanis live in western Oklahoma. A quick check with Google turned up none, zero, zip. So that brings us back to lizards. Nah, I'm just kidding. Actually, August 14 is a very important day in U.S. history. It's National VJ Day, Victory Over Japan Day. It's when America and the world commemorates the day back in 1945 when news broke around the world the imperial government of Japan would be surrendering, ending a long and grueling world war. National VE Day, Victory in Europe, that's May 8th. Tomorrow is National Relaxation Day, which is kind of odd because the next day is National Rum Day. One would think Relaxation Day and Rum Day would be on the same day. Tomorrow is also Chant at the Moon Day. Yeah, we howl at the moon. I would think we would do so at nighttime, but, you know, whatever rocks your boat. It was inspired by a Washington State cherry fruit grower. So it sounds like it's a little bit fruity to me, maybe even a little nutty. Today is the birthday of Halle Berry, Gary Larson, pitcher Mark the Bird Fidrich, Magic Johnson, David Crosby, Dash Crofts, and Tim Tebow. Pee Wee Reese, the baseball player, died today in 1999. Admiral David Farragut died in 1870 on this date. He's the one who said, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." August 14. And you thought you were going to hear something important from me today, perhaps something moving and lasting for your life, something you thought you could ponder even, possibly discuss its vast ramifications with a friend or your spouse, like an epiphany or something. Nope, that didn't happen. But it is my take on it for Paragon Communications. I'm Paul Joseph.